Hello, I'm CJ Werlemann, and in this episode, we reveal why American Christians are suddenly itching for a holy war against the State of Israel. But first, please remember to like and subscribe to our show. Now let's get into it. President Trump might love and fawn over Israel like it was one of his many mistresses, but much to the horror of the Zionist lobby, his most ardent supporters have suddenly taken a hard turn against the Jewish state. With the loudest and most prominent voices among the MAGA movement calling on Trump to not only cut US ties with Israel, but also ignite a holy war to save Christians in Palestine and abroad from Zionist terror and influence. These headlines speak to a historic rupture in the American-Israeli alliance, with Republican voters joining their Democratic counterparts in opposing US financial support for the Zionist regime, military, and occupation. Trump even told one of his top Jewish donors in July that his supporters are now starting to hate Israel, a hatred that has grown much louder in subsequent months. MAGA might be a lot of things, but more than anything else, it's a hyper-Christian evangelical movement that sees the world through a binary lens. Good versus evil, right versus wrong, Christian versus anyone who stands against their religious faith, with Trump standing as an avatar in their perceived religious war.
Donald Trump is portraying himself as a religious savior. He says Election Day will be
Christian Visibility Day.
Trump has repeatedly compared his criminal trials to the crucifixion of Jesus, promoted videos calling his re-election, quote, the most important moment in human history, and that describe him as a divinely appointed ruler.
A shepherd to mankind who won't ever leave nor forsake them. So God made Trump.
Right-wing Christians have stood lockstep with Israel for decades, viewing the Jewish state as a noble ally, defending itself and Western civilization from Islamic extremism. A metaphorical Fort Apache, surrounded by a continent of barbaric Muslim hordes. But what they have learned about Israel and Zionism during the past 2 years has flipped this bogus narrative on its head. Because they have discovered Israel not only seeks total domination over Muslims and Arabs, but also Christians and the Christian faith itself. A reality now voiced by the most influential voices in the MAGA universe, who are now explaining to their vast audiences how Israel seeks to erase Christianity from the Holy Land.
Evangelical Christians love Israel. It's a land with a 4,000-year connection to our faith. But with the current erratic spasms of the Netanyahu government, the love may be unrequited. Is Israel an unwelcoming place for Christians? A new look into correspondence between U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee and the Israeli government raises questions about whether Christians are being mistreated by Israel.
Make no mistake, something is stirring in Christian America, a religious revolution that's making Israel incredibly nervous, given Christians have formed the backbone of global support for the Zionist occupation. But now, that support has crashed as American pastors and preachers warn their respective congregations about the evils of Israel and the dangers of Zionism.
Prove to you from the Bible that Israel is wicked and under God's wrath and not God's people. You either believe that or you don't. It's in the Bible. And so don't get mad at me for getting up and saying we shouldn't be the stooge, the puppet, of the wicked, evil nation of Israel and that war criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu. Netshua!
And they're telling Christians that we have to support war in Iran, and they're teaching hatred as a commandment of man. Jesus said, blessed be the peacemakers. God is not a racist, and God doesn't approve of racism. This is so important, and many Christians have bought into this, and they want to hate every Arab or Palestinian because they believe they're going to be blessed being Israel's buddy, and any enemy of Israel must be my enemy. Folks, this is not in the Word of God. And frankly, it's shameful.
But to see this Zionist state, irrationally, in my mind, allied with the United States of America, a Knesset that is full of the vast majority who think Jesus Christ was a false rabbi, properly executed for his blasphemy, and this is our chief ally? For what? For what?
Current U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Greene Taylor is another MAGA evangelical Christian who has had a sudden awakening about the corrupting influence of the Zionist lobby in the United States. And she would know better than most, having been a recipient of Zionist lobby funding for years, remembering that she led an effort to censure Palestinian-American Congressperson Rashida Tlaib for participating in pro-Palestine protests in late 2023.
Censuring Representative Rashida Tlaib for anti-Semitic activity and sympathizing with terrorist organizations.
1 year later, Green became the first elected Republican in the country to describe Israel's military operations in Gaza a genocide. More recently, she shared a video on her social media accounts showing Israeli rabbis boasting about Israel starting wars in the Middle East and then duping their Christian slaves to clean up its mess.
The origins of Christianity and how it wasn't an accident, but it was a gift, possibly a mistaken gift, that Yaakov Avinu gave Esav. You will live by the sword. You will serve your brother. This is what Yitzchak tells Esav. Yitzchak tells Esav, you'll live by the sword. You'll serve your brother. Literally, that means that, you know, the Jews will have the shul, will have the house. And if you need someone to clean it, you call one of Esav's descendants to clean it. What is the meaning?
Bibi would call me so many times. Can you get me this weapon, that weapon, that weapon? Some of them I never heard of, Bibi, and I made them. But we'd get them here, wouldn't we? And they are the best. They are the best. And you, but you used them well. It also takes people that know how to use them. And you obviously used them very well.
Green and millions of right-wing Christians like her are publicly demanding an end to American soldiers dying in the Middle East to fight and finish wars started by the Zionist state.
I don't think we should be fighting wars on behalf of Israel, and many Americans agree with that. I'm one of those Americans that are really sick and tired of the narrative that we're constantly told that we're supposed to hate some country that's overseas, that maybe we've never been to. We don't know anything about that country, but we're told that they're the greatest threat to our freedoms and our democracy, and that we have to go to war with them.
Several months before MAGA luminary Charlie Kirk was assassinated in Utah, he penned a letter to Netanyahu warning, and I quote, "Israel is getting crushed on social media, and you are losing younger generations of Americans, even among MAGA conservatives. In my opinion, you are losing the information war, which will eventually translate into less political and military support from America." His warning has come true now that MAGA Christian Congressional Caucus leads calls to defund the Jewish state.
It typically accounts for 15 to 20% of Israel's defense budget, even though Israel, nuclear-armed Israel, has universal health care for their citizens and subsidized college for their citizens. They're able to provide that. However, here in America, we're $37 trillion in debt. My amendment to strike $500 million in foreign aid will ensure an America First Department of Defense, and that is exactly what we need and we haven't had for a very long time.
MAGA was always about putting America first and foremost, not foreign countries, which is why they turned hard against Israel the moment they discovered the US government bankrolled the genocide in Gaza to the tune of nearly $34 billion. While at the same time, millions of Americans are denied affordable healthcare, and while dozens of major US cities go without clean drinking water and modern infrastructure. This misappropriation of American resources is why millions of former MAGA devotees are now sharing this meme on social media, saying they were MAGA until it became MEGA, an acronym for Make Israel Great Again.
What does Israel have on our country?
Israel's controlling our...
How much influence does Israel have on our country?
Israel's controlling our government.
Israel controls us.
Israel is in control of our government.
The government of Israel controls the United States.
Israel has run American foreign policy for 30 years.
It feels like we're just owned by Israel. Just never knew it.
Is the United States government now just taking edicts and orders from Israel?
Israel first.
Israel first.
Israel first.
This really is an Israel first administration.
American Christians are certainly in no mood to give Israel any assistance whatsoever, now that they have learnt Palestinian Christians suffer the same fate as Palestinian Muslims under Zionist occupation.
There were no weapons or anything in the church. Children are missing. We can't find them. We're still unable to find them. There are no Christians left. I was in the church, and all those who were in the church were Christians. Enough is enough. We are really tired.
The Church of St. Porphyrius has a history dating back 1,600 years. Located in Gaza's old city,
It's only a couple of hundred metres away from Gaza's Baptist Hospital, which suffered a separate strike just days ago, killing hundreds.
I am a Christian in Gaza! You are impossible in for me, Gaza! I am a Christian in Gaza and Muslim in Gaza!
Tucker Carlson, who holds the largest sized audience in the MAGA world, explained to his Christian viewers why the bombing of Gaza's church was no accident.
Blow up a church. If you've got munitions, laser-guided munitions that are so sophisticated that they can take out, you know, a guy in an SUV from 30,000 feet, how do you blow up a church with a giant cross on top of it?
It was just an accident, Tucker.
It's not the first church.
No, it's not. And it wasn't an accident.
What is the answer? Can anyone get an answer?
I know the answer. Israel wants a Jewish state and they want to expand. They have something known as the Greater Israel Project. They intend to annex the whole of the West Bank.
And when Israel isn't bombing churches, it's desecrating them and using Christians as human shields.
Village of Sarada, and I want to show you how badly this church has been absolutely desecrated by the Israeli forces. You can see here that there's a bunch of graffiti on the wall, but I think actually that's probably the least offensive thing that we have seen in this church.
Tucker Carlson explains how Christians are physically and verbally abused in Israel and occupied Palestine.
Free are Christians to practice Christianity in Israel?
Do you know that evangelicals as churches are not officially recognized in Israel?
Not recognized by the government?
By the way, evangelical Christianity is not officially recognized as a denomination in the state of Israel. The biggest problem Christians are facing is in East Jerusalem. They are constantly targeted by radical groups, radical Jewish groups. Let's be clear. Some churches, there was an attempt to burn them, a Christian clergy being spit at by these groups. They write very offensive slogans on the wall. There is strong incitements against Christians, especially in the old city of Jerusalem.
Israel has been bombing Christian churches in occupied Palestine for decades. Gaza is one example among literally hundreds. I mean, take the Palestinian West Bank village of Kfar Barim, for example, where Israeli terrorists forcibly expelled its 2,000 Christian residents in 1948. But 5 years later, when the Israeli Supreme Court ordered the residents be returned to their village, the Israeli military shunned the country's highest court by bombing the Christian village in September 1953.
The Air Force bombed Birim before the villagers could get there. Alarmed by the sound of bombs, they scrambled hysterically up a high hill on the outskirts of Jish and watched as their homes were destroyed.
There was a sense of indignation, of disgust, of so many questions. Why? How come? There was even a question of, are we guilty? What have we done to deserve that?
Yeah. قلنا لهم عمي مش ممكن احنا من ناس البيوت بدنا بس الارض نحط خيام ونسكن بس نظل نرد نعمل على بلدنا.
Israeli attacks against Christians in the occupied West Bank continues today, a fact that has not escaped the attention of Joe Rogan, who became a very influential figure in the MAGA world after endorsing Trump for president in the last election. Rogan recently hosted former CIA counterterrorism official John Kirikou, who explained how Jewish Americans are stealing homes from Palestinian Christians.
Gaza or the West Bank. I mean, we're not talking about the West Bank.
Right.
Where just 2 weeks ago, a Christian village ceased to exist because settlers from New Jersey took all their houses. You know, what happens next in the West Bank?
From New Jersey?
Yeah, there are a lot of synagogues in New York, New Jersey, Toronto that have these things called real estate seminars, where you can put your name on a list and then they call you and say, hey, a house just opened up over here in this Arab village that's not Arab anymore. Come and take your house. And 2 weeks ago, the village that the Israelis cleared out was one of the last remaining Christian villages.
Israel isn't stupid. It can read the writing on the wall. It knows its troubles have only just begun.
For Israel, internationally, has collapsed. And the worst is yet to come. The tsunami is approaching. It's not behind us. When journalists are allowed into Gaza and we witness up close something that which has not happened sufficiently, the scope of the devastation, Gaza will look like Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Dresden, and a lunar landscape. That means that the collapse of support for Israel, the major collapse, may be ahead of us.
Declining support from American Christians means not only declining financial and military assistance, but also, eventually, sanctions. A turn of course that will eventually and inevitably kill the entire Zionist colonial enterprise, which is why Israel is spending millions of dollars on a propaganda blitz that specifically targets Christians and churches across the entire country. It's spending even more on global Islamophobia. For this reason, we urge you to support our program via a small monthly donation, remembering that YouTube demonetized our channel 4 weeks ago to punish and silence us for exposing Israeli war crimes and tactics, which means our survival is solely dependent upon those who kindly and generously support our team via membership on Patreon. We kindly ask that you please join them in supporting our effort to expose and confront injustices in the Muslim world by becoming a member at patreon.com/CJWuerlemann. We can't produce, sustain, and grow this show without your help, and we offer exclusive benefits to those who do. But for now, good night, good morning, wherever you are, and stay blessed.